This is Jack Bauer, and you're listening to the Who's Your Daddy Godcast.
2018, the year of suddenly, immediately, and Holy Ghost fire.
This is the award-winning podcast from a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.org for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Wow, I like that.
I like that.
Oh,
that's a kickoff.
Make it sing.
That's a kickoff.
Make it sing.
Kicked off.
Wow.
So, number one.
Oh, that's right, podcast. Yeah. It's year in review time.
And once again, we're reviewing not the past year, the upcoming year.
Huh? You mean 2018?
Yes.
Is the year in review?
That's it.
That's right.
Who wants to review the past year? The past
year
is past. Everyone knows everything.
I don't want to do that.
It already happened.
Who cares?
You know it.
What's behind me is past.
It's past. Why review that?
I'm not reviewing past stuff.
I want to review the future.
Let's review it now.
Come on.
Huh.
I want to say how awesome 2018 is going to be.
No, I want to say how awesome
2018 was. That's right. It was.
That's right. It already happened.
It already happened.
It already happened over there.
Happened. It's done.
2018, just like Professor X said.
Maybe we should review the year 2019.
Well, wait a minute. Let's not get behind ourselves. The year of Holy Ghost fire and suddenly, immediately.
Suddenly, immediately.
This was the year 2018. This was the year of suddenly, immediately.
Immediately.
Well, what does that mean, Brother Frank, Brother Keith? What does suddenly, immediately mean? Well, it means that suddenly, immediate things happen.
Suddenly, things happened, and then it was immediate.
Suddenly, things that you were waiting for just are immediately there.
Come on.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah. What, you don't get it?
Just start screaming for no reason. See, we get excited with the year
just
in review.
Just start yelling.
Just start yelling. It is 6:40 in the morning. Yes. It's dark in this car, dude. I can't see my notes. We were supposed to do this on video
I
today.
Know, I totally didn't bring
forgot.
The suction cup.
I forgot
cup.
My suction cup for the phone to do the video.
Come on.
On the phone.
People wanted to see us here at 6:30 in the morning.
Do you know what 2018 also was the year of? It was the year of more videos on YouTube for History of God Ministries.
Oh, year of more videos.
Yeah, we did a lot more videos on the podcast. We took it over to YouTube. A lot more little video excerpts.
Little video clips.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
We did some podcasts in 2018 on YouTube, so you guys enjoyed that.
That was great. I really like those.
Yeah, those were good.
Those were good.
I want to see more of those in 2019.
Year of incredible breakthroughs. You know, I liken it to the bamboo tree. The bamboo tree takes years to grow underground. You see nothing. And then, boom, it explodes. And it grows like 18 feet in no time.
Boom.
So you don't see it, but activity is happening. Things are happening under the ground.
But what you do see is boom growth.
Yeah, when it grows, it's like,
look
at that. Yeah, it's like, boom. It's like, click, and everything's different.
So we could also say this is the year of boom growth.
You could say that.
Boom. Because you've been waiting all this time.
Synonym for that.
And then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, boom.
It's like, it didn't happen overnight.
It actually
took 17 years or whatever to happen.
That's right.
And then, boom, you see it.
You know, had anyone heard of Sly Stallone?
Well, don't get me started with that. Yeah.
He was like, my nobody, zero, broke,
Right, living in his car.
Yeah.
He sold his dog. And then you know what he did?
When he sold Rocky. That's bad when you got to sell your dog.
When he finally sold Rocky, the first thing he did was he bought his dog back for like $4,000.
I think I could sell my dog.
I'd still be
living in the car.
I think you'd probably sell your kid first before you sell your dog. See, kid is a shot,
sell
you know.
Your dog?
Go to work, you know. You'd sell Joel before you, sold Picard.
It's like you and the dog go down together. I mean,
that's it, man.
That's a together deal.
I'll go before the dog. I'll put my life down before my dog.
Sold his dog. That's amazing.
He did. He sold his dog, and the first thing he did with the money that he got from Rocky is he bought the dog back, and it cost him $4,000.
Oh, man.
Yes.
This is the year of, you know, you're going along, and boom, everything changes.
Amen.
It was Amen. One way, and now it's a different way.
Boom. Suddenly.
Boom.
Immediately. Incredible breakthrough.
Boom.
I love it. You know boom. What? Yeah. Boom. 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 You know Here what? Comes the boom.
Here comes the boom. That's where the expectation comes in. Expectation. Yeah. Us. You know, you're going along, you're going along, you're going along. You're looking for something. You're like ready. You know, you're looking. Nothing's sure. happening. You're right. looking. You're looking. It's not happening.
Right.
You're waiting. You're still waiting. You know it's going to happen. You're looking. You don't see it. And then, boom, it happens.
Like, you better watch out. It's going to sneak up on you.
It's sudden. The blessing is always in operation, right? Whether uh-huh. you see it or not.
That's right.
So it's in operation. We don't have to see it. We don't have to go by sight to know that it's happening.
Right.
We don't have to physically see it because that's not Bible faith.
It's not.
Bible faith is you believe it and then you see it.
Watch out.
The world says see it and then you'll believe it. So we believe it and we're believing.
Right.
And we will be seeing.
Right.
Because that word is in our hearts.
That's
and
right.
We are ready.
We're going to talk more about what happened in 2018. But for those of you listening for the first time who, for some reason, you'd like a little recap of 2017. I don't know why. That was like 2 years ago.
Oh, geez.
But whatever. Here's a little...
Everyone knows what happened in 2017.
Here's a little best of 2017 for you to enjoy, for your listening ears. Enjoy.
Now, it says here, wealth and riches will be in his house. Will be is italicized, so it's actually wealth and riches in his house. So wealth and riches, get in here.
You should be living beyond rich. You should be. No matter what your circumstances, no matter how big or small your bank account balance is, everything you could ever need or want is already yours.
If you're out there thinking that God is some kind of omnipotent being sitting in heaven with no thought to you at all, you are absolutely wrong. God is pursuing you, and I would challenge you to examine your life and look at different situations where maybe you didn't give it enough attention, where God has been trying to reach you in some way.
This is Jack Bauer, and you're listening to the Who's Your Daddy Godcast.
God wanted to put himself in a place where Israel knew that he will always be there for them, like a father.
If you go on Amazon.com...
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Are you serious?
You can actually buy God Loves You and Gave You Favor.
Wow.
It's finally available.
Wow.
And you know what's really cool? The Lord just told me, he said, hey, let's start on the third book tomorrow morning, meaning Monday morning. But I can't tell you what the title is.
Oh, moo.
That's starting to grow on me like a weed.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have female friends.
Through you.
Right.
They're your friends.
Right.
Like, they're not mine.
Angela. There's Teresa.
I don't hang out with Angela, no, Teresa,
no, no,
or Sharon.
No, no, no. Let me finish.
Okay.
Right. So you have friends that are female. You have female friends. It's not like you cannot have a female friend. You can't associate with... No. When we go out...
Right.
Like, you're not calling up Angela and say, hey, Angela, let's go bowling. You know.
Right. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
And nor is she saying that to you.
Right.
Right.
Because it's inappropriate. If you haven't guessed, I hate... losing anything. I hate it.
The phrases are tough. You did good on the other phrases.
I got three wrong.
You got by the skin of your teeth.
Well, you that's got obviously
that,
Bible.
That is wit's end.
Again, obviously Bible.
Yeah.
So when everyone finally dispersed, the tent is empty. The guy with the pith helmet comes over to me and is like, oh my God, are you okay? I'm like, I'm all right. He helps me up. People left their baby carriages there. Okay, they took their child, thank God.
Okay, let's weigh in.
Yes.
On this movie.
Well,
why don't you start?
I'd like to mention the book. It was a book before it was a movie.
A book I actually read.
That's astounding in itself.
That wasn't a comic book.
He had a Damascus anointing. He was on this road. He had an encounter with Jesus. And when you have an encounter with Jesus, everything changes.
So now the father desire now becomes
his
desire.
And then the next 12 hours becomes Jesus' passion.
Exactly.
He's going to get this thing done.
To fulfill
the desire of the Father. And that's what we should strive for, fulfilling the desires of the Father.
There's a savior butterfly. His name is Freddy, and he's a monarch butterfly.
Freddy.
He's a monarch.
He's a monarch butterfly.
And we've got a great song about a king and a monarch, so that is obviously a good theme as well.
Okay, see, now we have monarch butterflies in America.
But in the UK, they're unusual. So when you get a monarch butterfly in the UK, that's something unusual.
God truly loves us in ways that we cannot comprehend. I mean, I can testify this. There were so many times that I would hear, God loves you, you know. You're blessed, my sister, God loves you. But I never truly believed it. I couldn't see how God could love me when I've messed up most of my life. But when you really get the true revelation of God's love, it really transforms your life. No wonder the word says that greatest of all is to love. Because love has such a great power in it that is able to break us free from wherever we're bound to.
What is apologetics? Well, we learn from Peter that he instructs us as Christians to always give a defense of your faith, but do it with kindness and grace. So the idea right now is, hey, if anybody asked you, why are you a Christian? It's your job to give them reasons why you are, to try to convince them with love and with grace about the Gospels. You can hopefully change their hearts and minds.
And we have John. He's on the Isle of Patmos because he was a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. They couldn't kill him. Woo, isn't that so? There's a lot of stories of how what they tried to do to him, but they couldn't kill him. So what did? They put him on an island. We're talking about resurrection life. John got a hold of his resurrection life. Amen. And they couldn't kill him. But did he die? Yeah, he died. I mean, he went home to be with the Lord, but they couldn't kill him. Isn't that something? You can get to a place where they can't kill you.
Bella.
Yes. Oh my goodness, I'm so nervous.
Okay, I was gonna prepare. All right, calm down.
Oh, that was a little sentimental there.
It was.
A little teary.
I mean, we kind of knew because it's past, right?
Yeah, but still, it was like, wow, I remember those. That's right. This was the year of
quite a few things happened there in the past in 2017.
That's right. 2017 was the year of part moo.
Oh man!
Remember how annoying that was?
Still driving people crazy.
Oh,
part moo.
Captain Britain. We met Captain Britain last
Captain
2017.
Captain Britain. Yeah.
Right. We did a movie review. We want to do more movie reviews. I think the Shaq movie review. And really, we launched the Who's Your Daddy Godcast Network. Talk about boom growth. That felt like that happened overnight.
Yeah, there's like all kinds of stuff going on there.
This is very, very cool.
There's something for everybody.
There's something for everybody. You hit the nail right on top of the head of the
nail. I like to do it that way.
Do you?
Hit it right on top of the head, yeah. If you miss, you know, my...
What?
Go askew and hit somebody out in the head or something.
What, what, the nail? Or the hammer?
Yeah, the nail. You miss a nail, it's like, bing! You know, it shoots off.
One of the highlights of 2017 for me was, I gotta say, the Brothermon episode. Having Richard Brothermon on.
Just that picture
is hilarious. That was at a barbecue. Someone had wrote in and asked him where that was. And why does Richard look so like he's enjoying this way too much? Because he was. Because we're a fun group. That's why.
We all were.
I don't know what my favorite was. Was it Brothermon or was it the ranting episode, the Kiefer Sutherland edition? That was hilarity.
Awesome.
It was really, that was a lot of fun.
That was awesome.
We should revisit the ranting episode. That was fun.
We kind of enjoyed the ranting.
Oh my goodness.
We're very good ranters. We're really, really good at ranting.
But people might say, oh, why are they complaining? Oh, there's a fine line between complaining and ranting. Fine line.
That's right.
That's like, you know, being arrogant or being confident. There's a fine line there. You know, one of the clips there in the compilation of 2017 was a podcast you did called Wealth and Riches, Get In Here.
Hmm.
From Psalm 112, verse 3.
Yeah.
And that was a cool episode. I remember that.
And that's one that will kind of test you in your religiousness. Because if you listen to that and you're offended, then you're religious.
That's it.
I mean, God talks about wealth all the time. Mm-hmm. Abraham was wealthy. Job was wealthy. Solomon was wealthy. David was wealthy. These people were wealthy.
Yeah, and right.
This is kind of how God shows off. And as I said in there, ultimately, the reason you want to be wealthy is so that you can bless the world. And God can show you off and you can meet needs. You can sow into other parts of the world, underdeveloped, people don't know the Lord, whatever.
Sure.
And you can do awesome things with wealth. Everyone still has this thing about wealth, like, you just want it for yourself. You want to sit around and do nothing, and au contraire.
I find that you're protesting a bit too much. You're just protesting a bit too much. You have such a problem with prosperity, and yet that's all you're talking about.
Yeah.
How broke you are, how this, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then if that's how God wants you to be, then why are you complaining?
Yeah.
Don't say you're a follower of God and then complain about having no money.
It's the same with healing.
Exactly. Shut up.
Don't go to the doctor then.
Don't go to the doctor.
Unless you're fighting against God.
That line got me kicked out of church.
Yeah.
Don't go to the doctor.
Yeah.
If you're saying God has me here to keep me something, he has me in the sickness to teach me something.
If you don't want to prosper, stop working 60 hours a week. You know, work like 30 hours a week. Skip the vacation.
Yeah. Or forget it. Just quit your job.
Forget the newer car.
Right.
I mean, forget it all. You don't want to prosper.
Oh, but Brother Frank, Brother Keith, the Bible says if a man who doesn't work, he doesn't eat. Yeah. All right. Well, it doesn't say you have to work. You have to get a job. It just says you have to work.
You know, love of money. Love of money, brother.
Yeah.
You
know? What about it? What about the love
of
money?
It's all evil, you know, I don't...
Right,
you know.
Okay. So now you're telling me that you're accusing me of loving money? Gee, thanks, bro.
You really just want this for yourself?
This is turning into a ranting episode.
We're starting to rant. we're going off script, and as we know, this is like so scripted.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, we're very polished speakers.
Yes,
and
we are.
And we're very prepared.
Yes. And we've got everything lined up, and that's how it goes, because that's our shtick.
That's what we do.
You know?
That's what we do here on the podcast. This was also the year, 2018 was also the year of many, many documented healings in the body.
Many.
Many, like raising the dead healing kind of stuff.
Miraculous.
That kind of stuff. Healing. Like from an ingrown hair.
Yeah.
To raised from the dead.
You hear Christina raise those two from the dead?
Those two women.
Yeah. 2018.
When she raised those two women from the dead in 2018.
Yep.
That was another thing we'd like to review.
Yeah. We want to go through that.
I'm so glad I have that on video.
That is awesome.
I'm so glad I have it on video.
I mean, raising people from the dead.
Yes.
That's doing greater works.
Hey, man. That's doing the same work, because Jesus did that.
Yeah, I think greater is more in terms of number.
Is that what you think?
I think so. What else could it be?
Greater
things. You know, like more. Like
in raise comparison. One person, I'm thinking comparison.
You raise like 10 people from the dead. I'm thinking in terms of quantity. Because actually doing like greater things like...
Well, like
what
flying?
Can you do is greater, yeah.
Could fly? Right? Could lift a car over my head?
Turning invisible? I mean...
Turning invisible? Yeah, of course. We need to do the superpower show.
We're back to that. We should do the superpower show.
Why not? We have them.
Yeah.
We are superhuman.
We've done enough.
Why not do the superpower show?
We've had enough conversations about that.
Yeah, we could talk about our powers.
Yeah, amen.
Well, Frank and Keith really went off the deep end on this last episode. They're saying they're superhuman powers.
We
have powers far beyond those of mortal men.
Amen.
We do. We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us.
We're one-third wall-to-wall Holy Spirit.
One-third?
One-third of us. Mind, body, and spirit. One third mind, one third body.
I think
one
we're
third
one. Spirit. That would be one. We're one quarter Holy Spirit.
No, mind, body, and spirit is one third of each.
Mind, body, spirit, Holy Spirit. The spirit part is you.
I'd consider the spirit part to be filled by the Holy Spirit. Let's put it that way.
I don't know if I agree with that. I gotta look into that.
All right, that's open. It's open for debate.
You're causing me to ruminate. And that's not an easy word to say. It's 7 a.m.
I like to ruminate.
I know you do. You're the king. You're king ruminator.
But I mean, the Lord's got to be in us someplace, right? Because we are.
Oh no! We're mind, body, spirit, but we're filled with Holy Spirit.
Right. Right.
The three of us are filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Right.
So in a sense, I guess we're 100%. We're completely filled.
We're completely filled, but we're made up of three parts. But we are still completely filled with Holy Spirit.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, I like these three guys. I'm going to move in with
them. Also is different than having an anointing.
Oh, that's a whole exactly.
Because when you get saved, you're filled with the Spirit. But that doesn't mean that you're baptized in the Spirit. Or that you're speaking in tongues. Or that the power of the Spirit is on you. So they're different things.
Yeah, well, speaking in tongues came is only out, evidence you know, that you filled.
Was it Luke 4 where Jesus came out of the desert filled with the power of the Spirit?
Right.
So that's different than just accepting the Lord. You accept the Lord, boom, you're filled with the Spirit. Spirit's in you. But it doesn't mean that you're necessarily that you're operating, walking. You're not the, operating right. in the exactly. power of the Spirit. Two different right. things.
And I'm glad 2018 was also the year of more and more people operating in not only their anointing and their gifts, but in the Holy Spirit. That was nice to see.
That was nice.
The growth of the body.
I love
maturing.
That.
Maturing.
Really, around July, I started to see a lot of that.
You know what I thought you just said?
What?
I'm like, I thought you said, really, Ron Gelias got to see a lot of that. I'm like, who's Ron Gelias?
Is there something wrong with the airwaves in here? Ron Gelias.
You said around July. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said around July.
All right. You know who saw a lot of that? Ron Gelias. He, let me tell you, that guy knows the Lord.
He saw everything.
Ron Gelias.
Ron Gelias.
That's a t-shirt. Ron Gelias, who's your daddy God guest. That's it. Just Ron Gelias.
That's how it starts.
The Ron Gelias edition.
The Ron Gelias edition.
Ron Gelias.
What? Ron Gelias. Ron Gelias.
I love that guy.
He's awesome.
Hey,
Ron Gelias.
Brother Ron, come on.
Brother.
Anyway, so around the summertime is when that happened.
Yeah.
Of 2018.
That was one of the suddenlies.
Yes, yes. You know, one of the suddenlies, at least for me personally, was something I had been working on with a friend of mine that finally popped. Uh-huh. It was like one of them bamboo things we've been working on for a couple of years. It finally popped, and I was excited to see that.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not even going to say what it was. No, they don't know what it was. It was a business venture that boomed. It was boom growth.
Yeah, people will know. People will know.
Yeah.
I mean, you start off the year, you're the bamboo tree. And then
Amen.
2018 was the year of the explosion.
2018, for my business, we got 20 new clients in addition to what we already had. 20 new clients.
Yeah.
A lot of witnessing, a lot of saved people.
Yeah, 25% increase for me in 2018.
Amen. Amen.
And
very, very cool.
Complete and utter healing. You remember I had that little, like, hip issue?
Oh, yeah.
That was totally healed.
Completely. Really? That wasn't even a thing anymore?
No. Done.
Oh, sweet.
2018. Over. Fait accompli.
When in 2018 was that happen? Did that happen?
That happened in April.
April of 2018.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was after our meet night.
It was after our meet night. That's right.
Okay.
Huh. Oh, that's coming right up.
That would have been nice if it happened before the meet night, because then you could have enjoyed it more. But whatever. But then again, you put a fork in your hand, you're already in heaven. Whatever. You could be walking around with a limb off, hanging off.
I resemble that remark.
You certainly do.
Hey, who doesn't like skewered meat? I mean, is there anybody?
Hey, man, skewered meat is like is next to godliness.
And keep it coming.
That along with cleanliness.
Still coming and coming and coming and coming.
Oh, lovely. But no, 2018, really, that really was.
It's the Acts 16:26 year.
Immediately. The
Acts 16:26.
That's
where Paul and Silas were in prison.
Yes, yes. Keep singing, Silas! Keep singing!
Suddenly, there was a great earthquake to the foundations. Suddenly. It happened suddenly. Oh, by the way, there is a tie in between praise and blessing. And actually seeing God move. I mean, they were in prison. They're in the stockades.
Okay.
And they're praising God in the, you know, at night. They're basically being tortured. They're in these stocks. They're probably laying in a pile of dung or something.
Right.
And they're singing.
They're sweating.
They're worshiping God.
That's right.
And then boom. Same thing when Peter came to the door. In Acts, remember? She went and opened the door, and she's like, she doesn't even think it's really him, and she slams the door. She didn't think it was him. It's like, I'm just going to slam the door here on Peter.
Nice.
Because it's probably not really him.
Yeah, so who cares?
Yeah. But they're all in there praising and worshiping God, and that is when you see things happen.
Mm.
I even read a situation where somebody just praised their way to health. That's that it. That's it. Just praise.
You
praise,
read about this?
Praise.
Who was that?
I can get the name. The name escapes me at the moment. Yeah. But, and it's actually a doctor. And her thing is like, praise your way to healing.
Wow, a doctor.
A doctor, a nice. Medical doctor.
Very cool.
And she healed herself, too.
Amen.
Praise the way to healing.
Amen.
I'll have to like dig up her name. I was just reading about her a couple of weeks ago. But the power of praise is, forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the power of praise in any situation, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. Always be with praise on your lips.
Yeah, it's like this image. I was talking about this with Teresa the other day. I forget who it was.
You're really laughing.
That we were listening to. I'm already laughing, but it's a picture of two fighters. And the one guy is getting the stuffing knocked out of him.
Okay.
And he's getting pounded. He's beaten. He's bloody. He's like a pulp. And he's on the mat, but he raises his hands and he goes, I'm winning! I'm winning!
Right?
That is the attitude. It's like, no matter what it is.
Yeah, amen. I love
no matter
that.
What it is.
That's
isn't
hilarious.
That great?
That is hilarious.
Doesn't that just stick with you?
That's great.
That's such a great image.
I'm winning. And hey, man, there's nothing you can tell that guy.
No, there's nothing you can tell him. And there again, there's the the attitude, the expectancy.
That is like, fun.
I don't have to go by what I see, taste, smell, hear, or feel. And he's not looking at it because he's a pulp,
right,
you know, on the canvas now.
I was also glad to see in 2018 the level of maturity that happened suddenly and immediately in the body of Christ, the believers. Let me tell you what I mean. If you're walking with the Lord every day, you have a nice, healthy relationship with God. You know who you are.
Right.
You're the righteousness of God. You got rid of the whole sin. Like, you got over the whole sin message. You know, you're just walking with the Lord. Okay, sin's right. Not an issue. I like that believers in 2018 finally got the realization that just because they're now prosperous and healed and delivered and reconciled, not only with God, but also with broken relationships that have now been mended and healed, that they don't have to defend that. Because it's like, well, yeah, I'm rich, but so what? I'm rich.
Yeah.
I love God.
Yeah.
And I'm glad these other believers who were immature at one time, I'm glad they stopped attacking their fellow believers with, well, you know, you shouldn't pursue rich and wealth, you know, riches and wealth. You shouldn't pursue healing. You should just, you know, pursue God and repent from sin.
After all, it's only God who heals, right?
Yeah, it's only God who heals.
He'll do it arbitrarily.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that we finally got to the point where, hey, the believers are rich, believers are healed, but they're not pursuing that stuff. They pursue God. And because of that, all these other benefits just happen to kick in. It's called the blessing.
Amen.
So I'm just really happy to have seen, finally, boom growth, suddenly, immediately, that people don't have a problem now anymore with the quote-unquote prosperity message.
There was such a double standard
before
2018.
There was a double standard. You're right. It's wait a minute. You're a business owner and you're telling me, I'm not supposed to be wealthy? Really? I'm so glad that's over.
Like, why are only the ungodly allowed to have airplanes and be in these big corporations and be rich?
Remember
and
that?
Eat all the best meals and have all the best clothes.
So happy that's over.
And the second houses and all that. Why is it only the ungodly? It's okay for them.
Thank
you. Oh,
God.
But you, brother. Oh, no. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know. It's not for me. Not for me. You know, you can take your love of money over there.
Right, you can.
Well,
I don't want to go off into a rant. I'm just saying, I'm glad to see it finally.
Yeah, we're very close to ranting.
Finally got that revelation, all of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Very close to ranting. Yeah, 2018 was the year for that.
Oh,
lots of breakthroughs.
I loved that.
Lots of breakthroughs.
When that happened, I'm like, yes!
Lots of suddenlies.
Hey, man, come on.
Acts 2:2. Day of Pentecost.
There it
suddenly,
is.
Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Suddenly.
Amen to that.
Suddenly.
Oh.
It was a great suddenly year in 2018.
You got to love it. You got to love it because it affects you.
What's not to love? The bamboo tree coming to fruition and boop, shooting up 18 feet in 2018. That was the year for that.
That was the year of that.
2018 was so great. Oh my gosh.
Listen.
I can just keep talking about it.
If people get this revelation of suddenly, immediately, their lives are going to be changed. You know when?
They will.
Suddenly and immediately.
That's right. And it doesn't necessarily mean they'll see everything suddenly and immediately.
Right.
But there is an attitude. There's expectancy here. It's like, do not weary in doing good, for in due season you'll reap the reward, right?
You'll reap the reward. And when you do reap the reward, it'll be suddenly and immediately.
That's right.
It's like when you were talking about how when Jesus came out of the wilderness, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, right before he went into the wilderness, he had to get baptized, right? So in Mark 1:10, it says, and when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove.
Right.
Even that was immediately the heavens opened. Immediately.
Immediately.
That's how it's going to be for you guys that haven't gotten the revelation of suddenly immediately yet.
You want to read about immediately, just read Mark. Everything is immediate.
That's the
Mark.
Word. That's the gospel of immediacy.
Hey, look, if everything was to happen at once, where would be the faith in that? Right?
Yeah, really.
Like, why would the Lord need to say, cast not away your confidence, for there's great recompense of reward? Why even bring it up?
I know. Why even say that?
Why say it? There'd be no need to say it. If everything was there, like, immediately, it was just like, okay, you get saved, boom, you're rich, you're wealthy, you're prosperous.
I'm gonna give a little fact information, and this is to edify our good friend and fellow podcaster, Logos Podcast host, Andy Anastasopoulos. Okay, so the Greek word for immediately is euthys. I think I'm pronouncing that's right. It's used 59 times in the New Testament, and only once is euthys used outside of the Gospel and Acts. Out of the 58 times it's used in the Gospel and Acts, it's used 41 times in the Gospel of Mark. So almost 70% of the time, that word immediately, or euthys, is used in the Gospel of Mark. And if we account for the fact that Mark is much shorter than the other Gospels and Acts, then euthys is 15 times more likely to be found in Mark than the other Gospels or even Acts. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I love that. I like that kind of crazy.
That is so cool.
Immediately. They work together.
Suddenly, immediately. Yeah, they're like cousins. They're like sisters. Siblings.
They went from cousins to sisters.
They're in the family.
They're in there.
They're in the family. It's like children of God. You're in the family.
And the word suddenly is actually derived from a term meaning unaware or unexpectedly. Suddenly. And it's used 4 times in the Bible. Acts 2:2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. That's the one you just did. Acts 16:26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, the one you just read again. And Acts 28:6, howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Acts 28:6.
In Acts 9:3, with Paul on the road to Damascus, as he journeyed near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Another suddenly. That one is a slightly different interpretation, apparently.
Cool. All right, so now you have biblical precedence of suddenly, immediately. Done. Good.
Done.
But I didn't hear from God on that. Yeah, actually, you just did. It's in the Bible. It's in the Word. So you did hear from God.
It's in the Word.
It's in the Word. That's how he teaches us. He doesn't have to audibly talk to you to teach you something.
Nah.
And he doesn't teach you with sickness either or being broke. He teaches you with the Word. That's how he talks to us, all of us. Even people that hear him audibly.
Yeah, how's he going to teach you by making you sick?
He doesn't have sickness to give you to teach you. Well, he can't do it.
Are you saying that God didn't create sickness?
Yes, I am saying that.
You are.
Yeah.
Well, then where'd it come from?
It came from sin. Where do you come from, you Martian? Anyway.
Yeah, on what day, I love that, on what day did God create sickness? I don't see it here.
I must have like an incomplete Bible because
it's not there.
I missed that part.
Must be in the Apocrypha or something.
The what?
Apocrypha.
Apocrypha, what is that?
That's like the Catholic Bible with the additional chapters.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we want to get into that.
That's right up there with Ron Gelias.
Ron Gelias.
But yeah, 2018 was the year of boom growth.
That rolls off well. Ron Gelias.
Yes. 2018 was also the year we launched our apparel with History of God Ministries, with all the cool little cool quotes from the podcast.
The apparel
for
collection.
The following year.
I like
year.
That.
I'm sorry, the previous year.
Right? What month was that?
I think that was July or June. It wasn't Ron Julius. I think it was June. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was June. Very cool.
Very cool. So many great things happened in 2018.
Amen. You're absolutely right. Great stuff.
Not only that, but worldwide, economy picking up, miraculous healings, everything just like getting better and better.
Yeah.
Like worldwide.
Amen.
People really pulling together, gospel getting out there more and more.
Yeah.
It was a great year for that in 2018. 2018 rocked.
The body not dogging awesome. Each other.
Tremendous. Awesome.
Witnessing. People who never witnessed before were getting people saved by the record-breaking numbers.
Mm.
Strangers on the street getting saved by people who never even witnessed before. 2018.
There's a lot of suddenlies there, too.
That was the year, man. You know? Oh, that was the year to be in.
That's the greatest suddenly of all time. One minute you're going to hell, the next minute you're saved.
Yeah, if it even takes that long, a minute. A minute's a long time. You ever waiting for something for the microwave and it's a minute and you're hungry?
Oh, yeah.
I take it out of like 32 seconds. I'm done. I'm done
waiting. There watching it? Forget
it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't stand there watching.
Like, hurry up!
You gotta walk away. Yeah, it's like, come on.
It's a long time. We're talking like milliseconds. We're talking like not even a blink of an eye. Well, a blink of an eye would be like, what took you so long?
That's how the world is sped up. You know, like you're looking at a website and it's like taking a second to pull up. It's like, oh, my gosh! Oh, yeah. Takes like 5 seconds to pull up, and it's like, how long do I have to wait for this?
Dumb phone.
He said, crap. Jeez, 5 seconds. Oh, my gosh.
I
lost 5 seconds waiting for that thing to load. Man. This is a world of, come on.
Instant, bam, bam, now, bam, suddenly, bam. Immediately, boom. So we're going to now pray a blessing.
Ron Julius.
From the blessing.
I love Ron Julius.
Onto you, Podcastia, your life. Because if 2018 hasn't happened yet for you, we're going to pray a special anointing, a special dropping, if you will, on your life. And all you got to do is just take this and run with it. Amen?
Amen.
All right, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Podcastia. Anybody listening to this, we lift them up to you. Believers and unbelievers alike, in Jesus' name. And we bless Podcastia. We demand a spirit of suddenly, immediately, boom, on every heart that is listening right now to this episode. Bamboo tree growth.
Amen.
Bamboo tree growth. For those of you who've been waiting and waiting and working and hoping and praying and wishing and whatever for the past 10, 15, even 30, 40, 50 years, we pray a boom.
Boom.
Immediately.
Boom.
Suddenly.
Boom.
No doubt about it.
Boom.
Result right now in your life. This day, today, in Jesus' name. No more waiting.
Amen.
No more hoping. No more crying.
Amen.
He wipes away every tear.
Fruition.
Fruition. Manifestation.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Of the blessing.
Amen.
We bless you.
Amen.
Podcastia, we bless you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Be healed. Be whole. Be rich. Be well. Be at rest.
Amen. Amen.
Be restored in Jesus' name.
Amen. That was powerful. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. That was good. Because God does meet our what?
He meets our every need and every want.
Right.
Why? Why can I say what? Because he puts the desires in our heart.
You know what that means when you translate it? He meets your demands.
Demand, demand, demand.
So demand, Podcastia. Demand. It's your right. It's the righteousness of God. You are the righteousness of God. You can demand. You're not demanding of God. You're demanding of the word.
Demand. That's it. Of the works of his hands. Command ye me. The Lord
says. 40, 31.
I like it. It's a trailer from Isaiah 40, 31, I think.
Trailing off into the distance.
Look it up, people. Look it up. It's in there. It's all I got to know. I like what my wife says. She goes, I don't know where scripture verse. If it's in there, that's good enough for me. It's in there.
It's in there.
Yeah.
It says in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that rocked me, actually, when I saw that. It was like, whoa.
Over the works of my hands command ye me.
Yeah.
And when he said that to me, man.
I know.
Oh, Mike, that's in the God Loves You and Gave You Power, still yeah. available on Amazon.com. Go yeah. get it. Leave a review. 5 stars, please. That shook me when he said that.
He goes off on it, too.
I agree with
it's
you.
It's not like just like subtle. It's like you need yeah. to demand.
You've got to learn. Yelling. He was yelling.
I love that.
I'm like, Lord, chill, dude. I'm trying to write this down.
I love that. Lord, chill, dude.
Yeah.
Like the Lord's a dude.
Well,
dude.
He is a dude. He's my best friend. I can talk to my best friend. That's not how I talk to him.
You can talk to Ron Gelias that way, too.
Well, Ron Gelias, I don't know. He's a little temperamental. Ron Gelias. I love that. I love Ron Gelias.
It just rolls off. It rolls off the tongue.
But Ron, that's Gelias. The truth. Jesus is such a comrade. He's Gelias. Such a brother. He's so right there, man. Mm. Like, he can laugh. He's like a kid on Christmas. He interrupts, but then he starts preaching. Like, watch out. Yeah. Lion of Judah, indeed.
Amen.
Lion of Judah. He goes off. Mm. It's like he's almost like can't stop himself. Like, he can't control it almost, it sounds like. To me, that's how it sounds like to
me. Yeah. Fired up.
He's off the cross, I can tell you that.
Mm.
Oh, Jesus is off the cross, man.
Yeah.
His preaching is off the cross. Like that?
I do like that.
Jesus' preaching is off the cross.
It's off the cross.
It's off the cross. I'm going to start saying off the cross instead of off the chain.
Off the cross.
I like that.
Yeah,
because he is off the cross. You know, you go to these churches, he's still hanging there. It's like, hey, he's off the cross, you know. You missed the second part of the story.
Yeah.
The most important part.
Yeah,
he's not on the cross anymore.
Yeah, he's not still up there.
Yeah, stop crucifying him.
Yeah.
Start crucifying yourself.
You want to get him off the wall there? Because he's not on that cross anymore.
Yeah.
He's off.
This isn't a to be continued thing. It's already, the movie's over.
Yeah.
Now we start living.
Yeah, it's done. You know, live. This is all the return to Eden. It's a return to the Garden of Eden.
We're going back.
Every need met. Just, you know, enjoying God. Just fellowshipping with God. Having everything complete. Every need met.
Oh.
Walking in perfect, just a perfect life. Perfect health. Every need met. You know,
that's right.
Everything just complete. Just enjoying the Lord. Him enjoying you.
We're going back to the Garden of Eden, cause it's all about you. It's all. Oh! Been a whistle longer on the new the place. Then it's good to be back home. And it's a dollar on about my face. And it's the bus to fuck. We're back to the Eden Garden. We're back to the Garden of Eden. Back to the Garden. Back to the Garden. Back to the Garden of Eden. Oh, it's been so long, I really knew the place. Oh, I love it. Back to the Garden. Back to the Garden. Back to the Garden of Eden. Yeah. Woo! It's always the song. You never know when it's going to hit.
Yeah, the song usually comes out. It usually pops up. Back to the Garden. Back to the Garden. I like that. Back to the Garden of Eden. With Ron Gelias.
With Ron Gelias.
It does roll off, doesn't it? Like that. Ron Gelias.
Gelias. That's going to be the name of my next dog.
Ron Gelias.
Ron Gelias. Sasso.
Ron Gelias Sasso.
The third.
It rolls off.
Anyway,
that's off the cross.
It's about that time.
It's like light out here now.
Yeah, now it's light. Now I'm like, you know, now it's too light.
Yeah, the regular people are like pulling in, you know.
Regular peeps.
Like, yeah.
Getting like, their coffees.
It's like we're done now. We got to check out.
The khaki pants and the blue shirts.
Got to check out. Got to move on.
A lot of corporate people.
Yeah.
Oh, you think they're happy? You think any of these people are happy? Maybe they are. I don't know. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying
by and large, people are just going through the motions.
Yeah.
They're just going. They do it every day. Some people may like their job. A lot of people don't.
Mm.
But, you know, they feel like, hey, But they're not prosperity people because, you know, I mean, they're just working those 60 hours a week and whatnot. Just, you know, they're not prosperity people. They just want, you know, the basics.
Who's this?
The
basics talking about
kind of stuff.
These people in the blog.
These people.
That's kind of a general statement.
You think?
We have them working 60 hours a week. We have, they're not prosperity people.
Not that everybody works 60 hours a week.
Well.
But all I'm trying to get to is that, like, don't say you're not into prosperity. Just don't go there.
Yeah, don't say that.
You know, we're gonna have a problem here. Because everyone is into prosperity. It's just, you're just a knucklehead if you say you're not.
That's right. You're a knuckle-dragging knucklehead.
Everyone's into prosperity. Everyone wants their needs
met.
No one wants to worry about where the mortgage money is coming from.
Why is that sinful? Why is it
bad?
That's a characteristic of God.
Or to have enough food. Like, why is that?
I'm glad that's no longer an issue.
Thank God.
Anyway, podcast here. Keith and I are going to end it here. I know. It's okay. We'll be back soon. But the next podcast we do will be a video podcast in the car. Maybe it'll be a Bible of Bull Part 4. Maybe it'll be a ranting episode. Maybe it won't be anything at all.
We don't know what it's going to be.
We don't know. We don't know what it's going to be. And neither do you. All the more reason to tune in. That's right. Tune in. You're going to love it.
That is crazy. A video podcast of us in the car at 6:30 in front of Starbucks.
I can't wait.
Wow.
I'm so glad I waited because I couldn't wait to see that in 2018. I'm so glad we did it and got it done.
2018 was a rocking year.
It was. And remember this, by the way, podcastia. We love you.
You.
God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
I really had no idea what you were talking about.
Because your face was like,
who's Ron Jolias?
Your face was like...
And it's around July or August. I think you said around July, August, I think you were actually saying, and it came out Ron Jolias.
I wonder if we come off as drunk in that one.
I don't know. I'm sure podcast here will tell us.
I think our wives just kind of let it go now. They expect it. It's like foolish things.
Somebody had written in and asked Christina, how do you deal with Frank and Keith being together like that? And she goes, I'm not there. I'm not in the vicinity of that craziness.
I'm like the other end of the county. What did you mention before that was good? Oh, the superpower edition.
Yeah,
that might be kind of interesting.
That'd be good. Cool. This was a good show.
It was.